A home builder home run. Welcome to this audio issue of Porter's Daily Journal, published and copyrighted by Porter & Company, all rights reserved. Please note that this recording was generated via AI and may contain minor transcription errors and pronunciation mistakes. Throughout this issue, I may reference charts, graphs, and imagery that can only be viewed on our website at porterandcompanyresearch.com. Changing its playbook totally changed its game. Our investors won inside today's issue essay. A home builder home run. A boom in leveraged ETFs, no oil for China, Micron and others fall chart of the day. The crack spread today's mailbag 16 months ago. In the Daily Journal, Porter made the case that Hovnanian Enterprises, HOV, had quietly become a far better business than almost anyone on Wall Street understood, and that it was on its way to becoming a genuine long-term compounder. Since that March 12, 2025, issue, HOV is up 31%. And since we recommended Hovnanian in Complete Investor, subscribers are sitting on a 50% gain. The stock trades around $134 this week. We share those numbers not to take a victory lap. We are sharing them because the last time we owned Hovnanian, we made a mistake we have no intention of repeating. We added it to the Complete Investor recommendations list at $42.79, watched the transformation unfold almost exactly as we predicted, and then sold at the first whiff of higher interest rates. We left a fortune on the table. A 211% gain, to be exact. This time, we are holding as the evidence has only strengthened our thesis. Hovnanian used to be a debt dog, so buried in land and leverage that its earnings never reached shareholders, because they all went to pay the interest on its debt. Beginning around 2019, management copied the single best business model in home building, the one NVR, pioneered in the late 1990s, stop buying and developing land with borrowed money, and instead buy options on finished lots you intend to build on in the near term. The land sits on someone else's balance sheet until a homebuyer shows up. That one change turns a brutally cyclical, capital-hungry business into an asset-light, high-return machine. NVR proved it by sailing through the worst housing collapse in American history with minimal write-offs and 20%-plus returns on equity across the entire cycle. Porter's longtime subscribers will likely remember his recommendation of NVR in the midst of the housing crisis has gone on to be a home run. A 15.5% annualized return, good for a 1,378% total return in 19 years. And now Hovnanian is running the same playbook. Hovnanian builds roughly 6,000 homes a year across 13 states, for about $3 billion in revenue. What changed, and what most investors still don't understand, is how it finances them. You can watch the company run that exact NVR playbook in its own numbers. Optioned lots have climbed to roughly 86% of the pipeline, up from a third a decade ago, while owned lots have fallen from 67% of sales to 14%. As that land came off the balance sheet, debt and interest went with it. Annual interest expense has been cut from $192 million in 2015 to roughly $45 million. The result is that a debt-heavy business became a capital-efficient one. Even back in 2021, the made-over Hovnanian threw off 21% gross margins, a 29% return on assets, ROA, and a 53% return on invested capital, ROIC, elite figures for any business, let alone a home builder, while the shares still changed hands at under 4x earnings. And this is no fly-by-night operation. Hovnanian was founded in 1959 and has traded publicly since 1983, so it has plenty of Lindy DNA. The real test, though, was the last 16 months. High mortgage rates and a cautious consumer defined the entire industry. Hovnanian's fiscal Q2 revenue slipped 3% on 12% fewer deliveries, and the company posted a small diluted loss of 46 cents per share, half of the 88 cent loss Wall Street feared. But look at how the asset-light model carried it through a genuine downturn. Write-offs stayed small. Inventory impairments and land option write-offs over the trailing 12 months totaled just $46.6 million, against $254.5 million of adjusted operating earnings over the same stretch. This is the NVR lesson in miniature. When you don't own the land, a soft market does not blow a hole in your equity. The balance sheet got stronger. In late 2025, Hovnanian completed a $900 million unsecured refinancing, pushing its maturities out to 2031 and 2033. It ended April with $442 million in total liquidity, nearly double the top of its own $170 million to $245 million target range. It kept earning real returns at the trough. Its trailing 12-month adjusted return on investment was 15.9%, which management believes is the highest among its 9 mid-sized public home building peers. Most builders post their worst numbers at the bottom of the cycle. This one stayed near the top of its class. It bought back stock below book value. Last quarter, Hovnanian repurchased 90,507 shares, about 1.8% of its Class A stock, at an average of $104.60, against a book value of roughly $118 per share. That is management buying $1 of book for 89 cents. Demand is turning. Total domestic contracts rose 2% year over year. Adjusted gross margin ticked up to 14.3% from 13.4% the prior quarter, and management is guiding to 14% to 15% for the current quarter. Here is how CEO Ara Hovnanian summed up the quarter in May. Overall, our performance reflects the resilience of our operating model and our team's ability to execute in an unsettled market. There is also a free option attached. Hovnanian's Middle East affiliate, recently rebranded HOV Global, just deepened its investment in Saudi Arabia, with roughly 2,400 homes delivered there since 2013 and about 3,000 more underway. We are paying nothing for it in our valuation, which is exactly how we like optionality. Despite a transformed balance sheet, a superior business model, and a real runway of growth, Hovnanian still trades at less than 3x operating cash flows versus NVR's 14x. The market has decided one of these companies is world-class and the other is a leftover from the last cycle, even though they are running the identical playbook. You can lead a horse to water, but you can't make it drink. Porter led you to the water in the Daily Journal in March, in public, for free. The readers who drank, who took the official recommendation and complete investor, are sitting on a 50% gain. Now we'll let the Hovnanian position compound and stay out of its way, as long as it continues to deliver. Tell us what you think of today's journal. Porter Stansberry direct at gmail.com. Good investing. Jared Simons, Miami Beach, Florida. Presented by Porter & Company. Three things to know before we go. 1. Leveraged ETP growth is exploding. The U.S. now lists nearly 700 leveraged exchange-traded products, ETPs, more than double the count at the end of 2024. A leveraged ETF uses borrowing and derivatives to deliver 2x or 3x a stock's or index's daily move, magnifying gains and losses. The growth in these products is startling. When SpaceX, SPCX, went public on June 12, issuers rolled out 11 leveraged funds tied to it within days. Investors reaching for amplified, short-term bets is one of the strongest signs of a speculative bubble we see anywhere in this market. 2. Chinese oil imports plunge. The latest Chinese customs data revealed that the country's crude oil imports dropped by a record 41% in June. The 7 million barrel per day decline in demand from the world's largest energy importer helped balance supply disruptions from the closure of the Strait of Hormuz. But this is merely a temporary balancing act as China draws down its strategic petroleum reserves, setting up a rebound in global demand when Chinese imports come back into the market. 3. Memory chip stocks have fallen into a bear market. Micron Technology, MU, has dropped more than 12% over 2 days and now trades 30% below its June 25 record high. Western Digital, WDC, and SanDisk, SNDK, are each down more than 35% from their June highs, with South Korea's SK Hynix, SKHY, and Samsung sliding alongside them. 3 catalysts have stacked up: a Korean regulator's June warning on risky chip ETFs, a below-consensus profit estimate from SK Hynix last week, and today, Taiwan Semiconductor's, TSMC, moved to raise its 2026 capital spending plan to as much as $64 billion, a combination some analysts read as AI spending outrunning the returns it's producing. Still, despite the recent correction, each of these stocks is up between 300% and 3,000% in the past year. Chart of the day. The crack spread, the 3-2-1 refining margin, or crack spread, the gap between what refiners pay for crude and what they sell the gasoline and diesel for, the standard gauge of refining profit, hit an all-time high near $64 a barrel, as Ukraine's drone strikes on Russian refineries and Iran's disruption of the Strait of Hormuz keep fuel prices high even as crude itself has slipped. Refiners are earning their best margins on record. Mailbag biotech is so different, Eric K. writes. I don't remember exactly where, but sometime probably in the last year, I remember you saying that now since you've spent so much time analyzing capital-efficient, quality business, you couldn't picture recommending anything else. Biotech is so very different than this, so do you think you'll really be able to enjoy this market and develop a passion for it? I'll look forward to hearing more in the first issue. Porter comment, I took $36,000 and turned it into $3 billion in 20 years, with zero additional capital. I did this by learning how to invest in multiple asset classes and run a great business, putting customers first. I can't promise you what will happen in regards to biotech, but I can promise you there isn't anyone who is going to work harder at it. That's always worked for me before. In my personal account last year, I was up something like 168% on an eight-figure account. One of my biggest gains was Prime Medicine, PRME, which I gave to our former biotech editor Erez Kalir. Another was Circle Internet, CRCL, an ultra-high-risk IPO. But most of the gains came from the Hershey Company, HSY, Philip Morris International, PM, and Franco-Nevada, FNV. I think the most valuable thing I can teach people is how to make a lot of money without risking any. But that's far from the only thing I know. There's a reason guys like Dave Lashmott and Erez Kalir worked for me. Like I said, I hope you'll read my first issue. I am certain you won't be disappointed. Porter & Company Market Snapshot Price Yesterday's Return Year to Date Return S&P 500 Index $7,572.40 0.38% 11.3% Gold per ounce $4,060.55 0.19% minus 6.9% Bitcoin $64,938 0.63% minus 26.8% Oil West Texas Intermediate per barrel $79.60 minus 0.18% 39.5% Berkshire Hathaway BRK $733,180 minus 0.52% minus 2.9% Porter's permanent portfolio minus 0.52% minus 0.04% the better than Berkshire index minus 0.25% 7.9% total return annual return Porter and Company's top ranked 34.5% 15.9% yield yesterday's change year to date U.S. Treasury 30-year yield 5.08% minus 2 basis points 24 basis points prices as of 4 p.m. ET July 15, 2026 BPS equals basis points or 0.01% a complete investor risk rating of 1 is defined as a low risk high allocation security while positions rated closer to a 5 are higher risk Porter & Company's top-ranked positions include those rated either 1 or 2 in complete investor portfolio Porter & Company Top Positions Publication. Ticker Description Total Return Tech Frontiers Cure Uni Cure 237% Complete Investor BWXT BWX Technologies 211% Tech Frontiers TGTX TG Therapeutics 159% Tech Frontiers Roive Roivant Sciences 154% Tech Frontiers SGMT Sagimet Biosciences 148% Complete Investor BTC/USD Bitcoin 140% Tech Frontiers New B Nuvation Bio 132% Tech Frontiers Cure Uni Cure 131% Complete Investor SKWD Skyward Specialty Insurance 131% Complete Investor Prime Minister Philip Morris 126% Prices as of 4 p.m. ET July 15, 2026 Thank you for being a paid subscriber to Porter & Company. We hoped you enjoyed this audio issue.